Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's some breaking news that it is very difficult for me to contain my excitement for.
Calm down. Deep breaths. Be all right.
Michael Porter Jr., the number one high school player in the country, has decided to attend the University of Missouri to play basketball. It's been such a long time since I've been this excited about basketball.
I haven't seen you this excited since you were in the horror line at Danny's wedding.
The best basketball player as an amateur is going to Missouri. They won 8 games last year. He's good for 12 by himself.
Oh, he's losing it. He's literally screaming from the rooftops.
I can't wait to watch Michael Porter drop 40 on Auburn.
I can't wait to watch Michael Porter lead them to the NIT next year.
Mississippi State, you better watch out. Oh, my God. It's rained for so long. So long. During the break, I might call the Missouri ticket office and get my season tickets.
You said you were going to.
No, I'm not. This isn't funny. No. Michael Porter coming to Mizzou. Let me read the statement that he had. Let me read this for you. Last week, everything changed for me regarding my college basketball decision. Realizing I would no longer have the opportunity to play for Coach Romar, I've taken the past 7 days to give great consideration to my future. After a lot of thought, prayer, and talking to my family, I'm excited to announce that next year I will be attending the University of Missouri. I'm looking forward to the year ahead with Quanzo Martin and my new teammates. Together, we hope to restore the atmosphere at Mizzou Arena. Mizzou Nation, I'm coming home. Tiger emoji. Together, we hope to restore the atmosphere at Mizzou Arena. No, there's no together. Just you by yourself. You restored it.
That's weird that they would land Michael Porter Jr. the day after they got some guy named Michael Porter Sr. to be one of their assistant
coaches.
It oddly happened that way. That's crazy.
I don't know how it came together that way.
How much do you think, though, this is just a one-year thing? And obviously, this is a hell of a score for Quanzo Martin. You've been there a week, and you just got the best player in the country at MU. Props to you. How much of that, though, is for the right now, opposed to this actually is going to help rebuild the MU program?
Missouri just needed such a shot of excitement. That's all that matters to me at this point. I don't think now they're going to the Final Four because they got Michael Porter on their team. But if you saw this team the last 3 years, as much as I've watched this team, you'd be happy for any good news.
This is the best news to come out of Columbia since what they got.
Since they hired Quanzo Martin. Since they got rid of Kim Anderson.
It's been a good week or 10 days.
I mean, things have just drastically changed for Missouri in the last 2 weeks. Morale was low. We might joke around with Missouri. You've watched the game enough to see fan interest is at an all-time low. Apathy was at an all-time high.
Lipscomb beat them.
No one was excited about Missouri basketball. They then fired their coach. They hired Quanzo Martin. That you might be on the fence or 50-50 about the hire of him. You can agree he is a far superior basketball coach than the one you just had.
Sure.
They won't be bad with Quanzo Martin, at least not in my opinion. And then they just got the best player in all of high school basketball.
Doesn't this dude have brothers too?
Yeah, Jonte. He's got younger brothers, but Jonte, he...
Can he play? Is this like a ball situation?
He could reclassify. There's like a little bit of a back and forth whether their younger brother is going to reclassify to be on Missouri next year. I'm just excited just because Missouri basketball matters again. It hasn't mattered the entire Kim Anderson. They haven't played one meaningful basketball game with Kim Anderson as a coach. Their first game this year is against Iowa State at home. That game's going to matter.
There's a weird trend where Markel Fultz, who a lot of people don't know his name, he's going to be the top pick in the NBA draft most likely, went to Washington. They sucked. Last year, the best player in the country, the number one pick, Ben Simmons, went to LSU. They sucked. I'm not suggesting that's going to happen to MU, but there is this trend where guys like Michael Porter Jr. no longer necessarily go to KU or Duke or North Carolina. He feels more comfortable at home, obviously playing for Quanzo Martin. His dad being named assistant coach yesterday certainly didn't hurt either.
And I guess with Missouri is, I would say right now, you have the best recruiting tool you can have, at least in the short term. I don't know how this is going to affect Missouri long term. I have no clue how it's going to help them. But at least for the next month with your coach that's trying to put talent around Michael Porter, you can go to him and say two things that we know for a fact. You're going to play with the number one recruit in high school. So you're just going to play with another good player. I think we do know about basketball players that they want to play with other good players.
Yeah.
I also think you can say is Missouri's not going to only be playing on the SEC network anymore. Missouri's going to be on ESPN a lot more.
If I'm MU, I would strike while the iron's hot, and it hasn't been this hot in years, especially with the news coming out today. Just this week, you hire Konzo, or let's say the last 2 weeks, you fire Kim Anderson, good move for the basketball program. You hire Konzo Martin, good move. You hire Michael Porter Sr., great move. And then you're able to land Michael Porter Jr. If there's any other moves coming, any other big-time recruits that decide, you know what? Maybe I do want to be part of that also to help rebuild that MU program. St. Louis has a whole hell of a lot of talent. So does Kansas City. Oftentimes, the last few years, those guys wouldn't even consider MU. You'd have to think that that might not be the final straw to drop, but things might even be getting better for MU.
Yeah, and I know it's a different comparison just because of in college football, you have to stay 3 years. This would be like if tomorrow the Jayhawks just announced they have the top quarterback prospect. It's been bad for Kansas, and at least next year they still probably wouldn't be that good. But, man, for someone who hasn't seen their football team matter in such a long time, you'd be pumped if they got the number one player.
But you scream like a little girl during a commercial. I thought you hit puberty. I heard like a... I don't know what that sound was.
How good is Josh Jackson to you?
Just a baller. Phenomenal.
They added Josh Jackson today to Missouri.
And I think I've gotten spoiled as a KU fan.
At Missouri.
Yeah.
Not at Kansas, not at Kentucky, not at Duke. They added him to Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.